St. Louis native Eric Morse has worked in the music industry for decades, but his favorite genre is punk. He loves it so much, he wrote a book about it for his kids called What is Punk? It's published by the same press that produced Go the F to Sleep, and Morse hopes his book captivates parents as well as kids. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold took a cue from the author and asked him, what is punk?
There's a thing out there that people call punk rock, and there's a look out there that people call punk, but I really wanted it to be about this movement of individuality and youth energy and empowerment. So there are a few lines in the book that are, you know, punk is more than music, it's more than fashion and all that stuff.
So why did you write this book?
You know, it's a funny story. I was living in Brooklyn with my wife, and we were walking to the park with our kid. We walked past a stoop sale, and somebody was selling a bunch of children's books. And one of them, I believe, was called This is Pink. But out of the corner of my eye, I misread it, and I thought it said This is Punk. And that became a running joke between my wife and me. I was like, This is Punk? That's a book that I would share with my kids. It took on a life of its own in my brain, and it kind of marinated for a couple years. I had been working at a big record label for a few years, and I left my job, and my wife was pregnant with twins, and I realized that it was now or never.
So it sort of evolved from a joke, but you probably have a love of punk music. How did you first discover punk?
It was around Christmas time, maybe 1977. I was with my mom and dad, and we were listening to the radio, and there was a news story, like on the radio, about how all the kids are getting into punk and they're leaving disco behind. At the time, I was, 5 years old or something, and I remember saying, I don't know what punk is, but I don't like it. And that's my earliest memory of the term punk. But I think I was maybe a sophomore in high school here in St. Louis at a private religious school, and we had a Clash cover band playing one of our parties, which in retrospect is kind of crazy. But it was great.
And so as you're aging, how do you look back on that youth energy and see it as still vital and important?
It honestly wasn't until I was in my 20s. I moved to Olympia, Washington, which of course is the home of some real kind of seminal indie record labels. And, you know, Slater Kinney came out of Olympia and Bikini Kill, and living in that scene and in that community at that time was just an amazing kind of creative space. And you really felt like you were part of something vital. And I feel like from an artistic and a creative standpoint, that's great for kids.
How do you talk to your kids about a kind of anti-authoritarian music and still be an authority in your household?
So I looked at this book much less as about encouraging a mindset or an attitude. I feel like it's a cultural history. And I'm not so concerned that telling my kids about the Clash and the Sex Pistols is going to encourage them to act like the Clash and the Sex Pistols any more than, you know, an American history book would encourage kids to start throwing tea in Boston Harbor. And I have my fingers crossed when I say that. I hope that's the case.